We finally come now to the end of the Aseres HaDibros. We just have to do Loisach Moed, and we're going to see from the Ramban that he's got a very, very special concept of this Issa of Loisach Moed. We'll get to that, but we'll get to that by way of the Ibn Ezra. There's the famous Ibn Ezra there, which we should first learn, and that's the question which everybody asks. On Loisach Moed means I shouldn't covet, I shouldn't want what you have. So that Ibn Ezra says, Anoshim Rabim Yitmuru. Many people ask the question, Al Zoisa Mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is this? Ech Yir Odom Shlo Yachmoy Dovo Yofe Belibay. How can it possibly be that a person can stop wanting something beautiful? Kol Mashu Nechmad Lemare Einov. He wants. You can make a mitzvah, you mustn't steal, you mustn't take it. But to say you mustn't want it, in what way are we in control of our wants? That's the famous question which the Ibn Ezra answers, and his equally famous answer revolves around the Moshel v'ato eten l'cho Moshel da ki ish kofre sheyesh lo daz nechoina v'hu ro bas melech shehi yofe. If a peasant, a lowly peasant, sees the princess and she's very beautiful, lo yachmoid oiso belibo sheyish kaiv ima, he won't want to take her for himself. Why? Ki yoda ki ze lo yitochen, because he knows that's completely out of the ballpark. It can't happen. Bal tachshav ze hakofri shehu ke'echad min ha'meshugoim sheyisave sheyir lo knofayim lo'ef ha'shamayim. Just like nobody is jealous of a bird because the bird has wings, because everybody knows, well, we don't have wings, and those wings of the birds have no relation to us at all. So in the same sense, this Kofri realizes that the beautiful princess has no shaykhus to him, and therefore he doesn't waste his time longing for her. And so the Ibn Ezra goes on to explain that if we're Eloch Yidin, and we know that what the other person has is not what the Rebbeinu Sholem gave me, so therefore it's outside the purview of my desires, that I'm also to take it. His wife is out of bounds for me, his property is out of bounds for me, and because it's all out of bounds, Mimela, just like the Kofri considers the princess out of bounds and won't long for her, so equally, when I know that everything that you have is out of bounds to me and there's no way that I could take it from you, Mimela, I will not have a desire to have it. That is how the Ibn Ezra seems to deal over here. The Ramban, I think, he doesn't say it in so many words. It's interesting. The Ramban says a lot about Loisach Moed, but he doesn't really define Loisach Moed very exactly, and it's something that we have to sort of draw conclusions about. So let's sort of try and analyze how the Ramban would answer the Ibn Ezra's kasha. Now, what we have to ask ourselves is there some special significance to the fact that Loisach Moed is the last of the Aseres HaDibros? Is that sort of a place of honor? What exactly is this Loisach Moed, this tenth of the Aseres HaDibros? Now, it's very, very interesting that if you look in the Ramban at the beginning of Mishpatim, you see something very interesting. And namely, that the Ramban seems to postulate an affinity between Loisach Moed and the first two Dibros, Onoshi Hashem Elokecho and Lo Yirlecho. As a matter of fact, I saw that the same Shaila, which I'm about to ask over here, I saw that the late Rav Simcha Zissel Broidy, the Rosh Hashiva of Hebron in Eretz Yisrael, in his Som Derech, also has this shaila. It's a very obvious shaila, really, when you look at the Ramban. The Ramban at the beginning of Mishpatim analyzes the things that come after the Aseres HaDibros. So after the Aseres HaDibros in Yisrael, you still have that the pasuk says, "Atem re'isem ki min ha'shamayim dibati emochem." And then the Israel loisasu lochem Elohei kesev Elohei zov loisasu lochem. So the Ramban says over there at the beginning of Mishpatim that these two ideas, Atem Re'isem, is keneged Onoichi, like this Onoichi has become solidified for you by hearing me speak to you from Shamayim, and Loisasu lochem dot Elohei kesev Elohei zov is the lemaisa of Lo Yir Lecho Elohim Acherim al Ponoi. So these two mitzvahs which come at the end of Yisod, Akneged Onoifian Lo Yelacha, and then it comes the Eile HaMishpotim Kneged Lo Yisachmad, Ki Im Lo Yeda Ha'odam Mishpat Habayis Ay Hasode U'Sha'om Omay, it's Kneged Lo Yisachmad. Why? Because if a person doesn't know legally what is the halacha attitude towards this bias, is it Reuven's or is it Shimon's? The field, is it mine or is it his? U'Sha'om Omay, Yashav Shehu Shalai, he will think, without Pashas Mishpatim, that the din would be that in this case it's mine. And therefore, justifiably, he'll be chaymeted and maybe even take it for himself. Earlier in Yisrael, the Ramban seems to call Laisachmod Gezela, there's a machlokes rishonim, whether you're over Laisachmod without taking it. We don't have to go into that at this point. But I'll call upon him, what the Ramban says over here is that Pashas Mishpatim helps you keep Laisachmod. Because Parshas Mishpatim tells us in the first place what it is that you're not allowed to be chaymed and what it is that you are allowed to be chaymed. If it's what's due to you, lefi the tanoim of the din Torah, so you're allowed to be chaymed. If it's yenims, so you're not allowed to be chaymed. But what's interesting over here, and as I say, the Chevron of Rosh Yeshiva also asked the question. He says, like, what's this going on over here? So you have onoshi and loyir lecho expanded in the Atem Re'isem and Elohei Kesel Elohei Kesov Laisas Elohem, so it's expanded over there, and Laisachmod is expanded throughout Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim is Ki'ilu a bia on Laisachmod. What are you not allowed to be chaymed? Like Ma'apitom, we've got 10 Dibros, so suddenly Dibro 1 and 2 and 10 are expanded. Why are they different than the others? So Rav Brody says a certain mahalach in his Samder, beautiful mahalach. My own idea was that you could say it perhaps in the following way. Seems to me that Loisachmoid has something in common with the first two Dibrois which none of the other Dibrois have, and that is that the first two Dibrois and Loisachmoid deal with Hashkofas. They're not dealing exclusively with Maisim. After you finish the first two Dibros, you have Laisissa as a Maisa, Shuas Shav, Shabbos as a Maisa, Kibbut Avraham as Maisim, Laisitzah, Laisinov, Laisigzail as Maisim, Edis Sheker as Maisim. So Maisim, that's one group. These two groups, let's call them groups, although of course the 10th Dibros is only one. But what they deal with is a way of looking at life. And don't be chaymed. So the word is, it seems to be that the Ramban looks at this love of loisachmod as a, even if the din is that you're only chayiv later on if you actually take it, but it starts with an issa to be chaymed, and Issa mustn't translate itself into a Maisa, but the Maisa starts with the Issa to be Chaymed, and so that is a Hashkofa. That is something which you don't do, but which you are. Onoshe and Loyir Lecha, tell us what a Yid is supposed to be, not what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be somebody who lives with the consciousness of Onoshe Hashem Elokecha. He's supposed to be somebody who lives with this idea that lo yirocho elohim acherim al ponai. Maybe you remember what I said when we went through that Dibra, quoted Rav Volbe to you about the Avodah Zorah of Avraham Avinu was 400 prokim. He didn't want any value external to the Torah, no other value. Any other value outside the Torah was legav Avraham Avinu ki'ilu ben Avodah Zorah. There was something else in the world that counted. And now here the end of the Aseres HaDibros is also Hashkofa, don't be chaymed what the other person has. And it seems to me, again, the Ramban doesn't say it in so many words, but I'll tell you two strange things which the Ramban does say in Yisrael. At least it sounds to me a little strange, and together with what we have discussed just now, this idea of Loisachmod as a Hashkofa which ends off the Seres HaDibros, so maybe we can see a Shaychus. What are these two strange things which the Ramban says? This he says in Yisrael. He says like this, Umishelo Yachmod lo yazik le'olam chaveiro. It's also talking about over there why mishpatim follows the aseros hadibros. And so what he says is, or what he seems to say is, that mishpatim deals with all the civil law, torts, damages, and so on, and that flows naturally from lo yachmoid, lo sachmoid, because umisha lo yachmoid, lo yazik le'olam chaveiro. The emissary is according to David Ezra's Yesodus, that's very strange. Why would it be that if I'm not over lo yachmoid, it's sachmoid, it means like this. I know that the Bas Melech is outside my sphere, it's outside my world. I know that what you have doesn't belong to me. And therefore I give up hope, I'm not interested, I know I can never get it, so I won't waste my time longing for your house, or for your servant, or for your ox, or for your donkey, or even for your wife. I won't bother. Why won't I bother? Because it's anyway out of the question. So therefore I'm not going to be mazik you. What's the connection? And two lines later the Ramban says, and then it says, V'achakach yivaya ha-mishpotem b'frat, ki ha-mischayiv l'chaveiro b'mishpot min ha-mishpotem, im lo yachmoed, lo yisave l'ma she'eno sheloi, yishale ma she'olof. That it's a Lo'sachmod is ki'ilu, readies you to be mekayem the dinim of mishpotem, and to guarantee that if it turns out according to the klolim of mishpotem that you are chayev to pay for something, that you were mazik, your donkey was mazik, your yeshaya was mazik, whatever it is, so if you're not a chaymetik person, so you'll gladly pay for what you damaged. Also difficult to understand. I'm not chaymet. If you would learn like David Ezra, David Ezra just tells her I'm not chaymet because I know that it's outside the ballpark, it's not on my screen, so I'm not chaymeted, so therefore I'm going to be happy to pay your damages. Well, how does that follow? It seems to me that I think that from those three things which we know now from the Ramban in the beginning of Mishpatim, where he sees that Mishpatim is an extension of Leisachmoed, that the Torah wants to guide you what you should be chaymet, what you shouldn't be chaymet. And these two statements, which the Ramban says over here, that A, if you're going to be nizah in Leisachmoed, then you're not going to be mazik anybody, you'll be very careful not to be mazikim, and also you'll be happy to pay if the halacha is mechayev that you should pay. So what's taka going on? So the pshat is, I think, that what the Ramban means is like this. That the Ramban means there's another way. What's the Rebbe Ezra's kasha? How can I not want what you have? It's beautiful, it's nechmad. If it's beautiful and it's nechmad, so mistama, I'll want it. Why shouldn't I want it? It's nice, and I don't have a nice thing. Oh, I wish I would have that nice thing. How can I not be chaymet? The teretz is, we'll soon see how the Rebbein Hashem can assume that about us in Leisachmoed. But I think that the Geda of Leisachmoed, according to the Ramban, again, although it doesn't say the exact words, I think it means that Leisachmoed means be aware that whatever you have from the Rebbein Hashem, and that the Rebbein Hashem gives you what you need, and you don't need that. So why should you be chaymet? You see, the pshat is like this. I asked before whether there's a special significance in Leisachmoed being the last of the Aseres HaDibros. And I think that there is. I think that there is a significance. Because what I think is like this. According to the Yesod, in which we've given all these past Shiurim, going through each one of the Aseres HaDibros, to try and understand how it made its way into the Aseres HaDibros, which I tine are the constitutional principles on which Mamlechas Kohen and Goy Kodesh is based. So, Mamlechas Kohen and V'Goy Kodesh, now we have a pretty good idea who they are. They're people who live constantly with the idea of the Rebbein Yisraelim is here, Anoche Hashem Elokecha, we are Avodim of the Rebbein Yisraelim. Remember we quoted the Rashi, Shtori Kodem, you can't have an Eved Ivri, you can't make an Eved out of a Jew because it's my Eved. You know why it's my Eved? Because Anoche Hashem Elokecha is a Tzimen Yisraelim. So you walk around with the conscience that we are Avodim of the Rebbein Yisraelim. Lo Yiruch Olehem Acherim Alpona, let's learn like Avraham Avinu. We only value which we want to inculcate. We are Mamlechas Kohen and V'Goy Kodesh. So what are the values with which we want to deal? We want to deal with the values of the Torah. We don't want to have fremde values, what other people run after. Sinishna Gea, I don't need them and I don't want them. And by me it's Navaydah Zorah. And lo sisa shem shav kecha lashav. The Rebbein Shem is here listening to what I say. Kol ha'olam nizda azeya. I know myself to be in the presence of the Rebbein Shem. I know that the Rebbein Shem is boir shemayim va'oras, that there's nothing over here except by the will of the Rebbein Shem. That's Shabbos. Kibud avvayim. I know that I'm part of a base av, where the whole energy of that base av, the whole neshama of that base av, is the chetz of Mesoira. I'm my father's son, I'm my son's father, I'm a link in the chain of the Mesoira. Lestitzach, I know I can't kill, not only because I'm cruel if I kill somebody, but because I deny the Rebbein Shlodom and Eved with a unique avoider, and therefore I'm not allowed to kill. Lestinov, I'm not allowed to be noyach, because then the child won't know who his father is, and the child is mechuyev to define himself. I am the child of that father. Remember, we saw the Ramban, that the Ramban says that just like by the Rebbein Shlodom, there's an issa, you're not allowed to say Eli Ata to an avoider Zara, so you're not allowed to say to somebody else, you're my father. That's the Ramban's Moreh de Gechidus. We learned about this idea that you're treating your fellow person, your fellow Jew, like an object instead of a subject. And then remember we saw the Ramban in Devarim, Ki Hamishpat Elokimu, Ve'olav La'aseh Mishpat, that a judge can't even mixed into me. The individual yid is such a, like Rashi learns, Mamlechus Kayanim, a Mamloch of Sorim, aristocrats. We are people who are very, very, very choshev as individuals, and the Dayonim can only function as shluchim of the Rebbein Shloilam. So when you have absorbed all these ideas and you're living in the way the Torah seems to define the Issam, the chiyuvim of the Aseret HaDibros, so then by the time you get to the last one, so Feshtetzer, you have a right hashkofer on your property. Feshtetzer, you understand what it means that the Rebbein Shem gave you this or that object. What does it mean? It means that this is what you need, and more than that you don't need. Fakert. Yeah, if you would take the other person's property, then you would lose it. I think Rabbi Dessler Zeher Tzadik Livracha, I seem to remember, heard once from him in Gateshead perhaps, this idea of stealing. He says, we think that if we would steal something from the other person, we would have something more than we had before. Fakert. He says, if you would steal it, you would lose it. As long as he has it, you have it. Why is it as long as he has it, you have it? Because what are property, what is possessions, what is the tachlis of possessions? The tachlis of possessions is to be an Ovid Hashem. Okay, so if I own it, I have a car, so I can. It's a chetzu with which I can do a lot of mitzvahs. Oh, there are lots of mitzvahs I can do. I can give a ride to people. I can drive very carefully in order not to scratch up other people's cars. I can not double park. There are many, many mitzvahs that I can do with a car. If you have a car, I can also do many mitzvahs with them. Number one, I can be not jealous of you. Number two, I can be careful to protect it. Number three, if I see that you left your lights on, I can turn them off for you. There are millions of mitzvahs I can do with your car. The minute I steal it, I can't do any more mitzvahs with it. I have it b'isa. So forget, stealing it and taking it is not having it. So once you live within the thought world of the Aseres HaDibros, once we live within the thought world of the Aseres HaDibros, so then it's poshut that what I have is what I need, and what I don't have is what I don't need. So why should I be jealous of you? Why should I covet what you have? It's a darishkeit. I'm not a nar. That's what the Ramban means when he says that if you're nizer and loisachmad, you're not going to be mazik the other person. So he asks, what's the connection? Oh, according to Ibn Ezra, there's taka no connection. Why is there no connection? Because it's outside my ballpark, and I therefore don't think about it. Therefore, I'm going to be careful not to be mazik you. What's it going to do with one with the other? You might as well say any mitzvah. I'm not going to be mazik you because I know the Rebbein Shem is the Rebbein Shem. I mean, that's much too indirect. So why is there a direct relationship between being nizer and leisachmoid and not being mazikyo? Tell us this question. What's leisachmoid? That I know that each person has that which he needs from the Rebbein Shalom, and what he needs the Rebbein Shalom gives him, and what he doesn't need the Rebbein Shalom doesn't give him. They used to teach us when I was in yeshiva, Shosali Kol Soki. Every morning I say Shosali Kol Soki. Maybe I don't, I want a bike and I don't have a bike. So that's what the Moshe Schwab told us, the Mashgiach. So always you don't have a bag, it's because you don't need a bag. So your tzayach is not to have a bag. So you can say every morning, Shosavikotzak, I have every tzayach. Not quite sure that stems with that halacha, that if he doesn't have shoes, he doesn't have to say, Shosuli Kotzoki. But in a broad sense, we can certainly live like that. Shosuli Kotzoki, I have all my tzlochem. So if I understand that I have all my tzlochem, so then I understand that the other fellow also has all his tzlochem. So how can I be mazikim? If I would be mazikim, I would again be frustrating the Rebbein Shon's Rotson. Just like the Ramban said, that Laisirzach is because I'm taking away an Eved Hashem from the Rebbein Shlom, who has a unique way of serving the Rebbein Shlom. If I would be mazik the other fellow's property, so I would be taking away from that person that thing which the Rebbein Shlom felt that he has to have. So of course if I'm not going to be over Laisachmoid, I'm going to be very, very careful not to be mazik. And of course if I'm over, I'm Nizer and Laisachmoid, and I'm aware of the significance of everything which each person owns, of course I'd be happy to pay him. Because if I was Mazikin, that means that I caused that he did not have this object, whatever it is, that the Rebbein Hashem wanted him to have for his Avodas Hashem. Of course I'd be very eager to make it up right away. I'll write out a check, because what do I want to interfere with your Avodas, the Kabbalah of Rebbein Hashem? And that is why Laisachmoid rose and rises to the level of a Divra. Because based on Laisachmoid is the whole monetary relationship between one Yid and the next. It's built on so much Derech Eretz, it's built on so much understanding, it's built on so much sensitivity. That is what the Mamlechas Goyen and Vigoy Kodesh, that's how they look if they are taka mamlechas kohen and v'goy kodesh. And that's why I think that's the significance of Laisachmoid as the end of the Aseros HaDibros. It's like the sea, it's the Shin Yud Aleph, it's the peak, it's the peak of Menschlichkeit, it's the peak of a beautiful society, of a society that is based on yosher, on understanding, on thoughtfulness, on sensitiveness. That is what Laisachmoid stands for. Laisachmoid is the symbol of an ideal society which is locked into each other's feelings, which understands other people, which is sensitive to other people, which is careful not to be mazik those other people. That is the tenth and therefore the mashlim of all the Aseros HaDibros as the constitutional principles on which Mamlechus Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh is based. So we've come to the end of the Aseros HaDibros, and maybe the next year we'll make the last year in this Inyan, just to sum up again what the Mamlechus Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh looks like.